Now, in this play, Aristophanes cast Cleon as a Paphlagonian slave, a slave from Paphlagonia. He was evil. He was a venal man. And he has bewitched the people of Athens. And the people of Athens are cast by Aristophanes as an old, gullible man named Demas. And Demas, as we've said before, is the technical term for the Athenian citizenry. Now, Cleon is trashed in this play, and at one point, two slaves of Demos, who are coincidentally, called Demosthenes and Nicias, complain that Cleon stole all the credit due to Demosthenes for the victory at Pylos. It's because Cleon has done so well that he has to be disregarded or trashed. If he'd messed up at Sphacteria, we can plausibly imagine Thucydides and Aristophanes would have a field day with him. Now, the Pylos-Sphacterian campaign was the high point of the Archidamian War for the Athenians, and to an extent, it lulled them into overcommitment. Flush with success, there was a move now to abandon Pericles' second prong of his strategy of not extending the frontiers of the Athenian Empire. And this is seen in the imperialistic invasion of Boeotia in 424. Thebes was doing its utmost to assert its hegemony over Boeotian towns. And Thebes' alliance with Sparta was a major cause for concern. Now, it's significant that Nicias took no part in this venture in the Athenian invasion of Boeotia. And that's not because he was against this enterprise, but probably because he was still living down the humiliation of handing over his command to Cleon and seeing Cleon do what Nicias, the elected strategos, couldn't do, and do in 20 days to boot. Now, although the Athenians gained some successes in Boeotia, they suffered a major defeat at Delium in 424 that undid all their gains in Boeotia to date. But the worst loss for the Athenians, though, was that of their former colony of Amphipolis in Thrace. This had been founded in 434, and it was located close to rich natural and timber reserves. In 424, the Spartans began to get involved in the Chalcidice region, where their general Brasidas won over a number of Athenian allies to the Spartan side. Apparently, these allies were not happy with the increase in the Pharos that Cleon had arranged. And the Macedonian king at this time, who's now called Perdiccas, also supported them. Now, the increasing Spartan influence in the north worried the Athenians because of the need to preserve their influence there in this region. I mean, let's not forget why they got involved in Potidaea in 432 to protect their interests up there. Nothing has changed since 432. Well, when Brasidas turned his attention to Amphipolis, Athens deployed a force northwards under the command of Thucydides the historian. He arrived too late to save Amphipolis. Apparently, Brasidas didn't need to storm the place because the people of Amphipolis voluntarily opened their gates to Brasidas. So, although Thucydides can't be blamed for any of this, nevertheless, he was exiled from Athens for 20 years, and Cleon may have been behind this move. Brasidas now began to turn the war in favor of Sparta, even though the Athenians still held the Spartan captives from Sphacteria. Now, the loss of Amphipolis and the Spartan gains allowed Nicias to regain some of his influence in the assembly. He was moderate in his politics. He was a pacifist. And, naturally, he clashed with Cleon. But the Spartan government was also in favor of peace. But by now, they were also coming to distrust Brasidas. Brasidas seems to have been something of a loose cannon. His activities were a cause of concern back in Sparta. And so, thanks to this Spartan attitude and Nicias's urgings, a one-year truce was drawn up between Athens and Sparta in 423. Now, this truce was soon shattered by Brasidas's activities in northern Greece. There, he encouraged the city of Scione in the Chalcidice to revolt from Athens. And this move allowed Cleon to disparage the Spartans in the assembly, and as a result, in 422, when the truce expired, Cleon, who was elected strategos again, was able to persuade the assembly to send troops under his command to reconquer Amphipolis. Now, that, of course, meant a showdown with Sparta.